This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at Molesdale House today. It is a location for RNIB Scotland. And you would think Friday would be quiet, but it is actually quite lively. There is a lovely club going on. I believe there's some dominoes being played and whacked on the table. There's that lovely sound of the dominoes hitting it. So joining us now is someone who is heavily involved in the club. So would you mind introducing yourself?
I'm Jimmy Milhenge. I run the Domino Club, but it's actually the games group, we call it. It just gives us room for improvement of different issues later on. We can bring more games in if we want. But the Domino group here has been running for a very long time, and I think it's been over 50 years that Blind Poker played dominoes in the Edinburgh Society, and then when RNIB took over, the club kept running, and I took over a couple of years ago. And it's good fun, and it's something that anybody can do. You don't have to be good at something, because you win eventually. We have about 16 to 20 folk playing dominoes every Friday. It's been very successful. We take about £2.50, £3.50 off them a week. So if you just have a cup of tea and a biscuit, £2.50. And if you have a sandwich or a roll with a coffee at the start, you get charged £3.50. We managed, luckily, to get volunteer drivers to come along. And this is really handy in Edinburgh, because now taxi fares are so expensive. And luckily, we have three or four drivers who bring the set people every week. So we can get people who are basically housebound in their flats all week to the dominoes. It's important that these people are out once a week. We can have people playing all year round, and we stop for maybe Christmas and New Year, obviously. But in the olden days, when I was a lot younger, everything seemed to stop for the school holidays, which meant that blind people were left in their houses. And I just felt that wasn't correct. We shouldn't be doing that in this day and age. We should try and get people out as often as we can, because the dominoes is really an excuse to get people out of the house to meet and talk with other people.
It was very lively in there. Is that always the case every week?
That's the case every week. I will now finish talking to you. I will go away and I will pull somebody out of the Domino group and tell them that they're talking to our friend, the reporter, and she can ask them some questions as well. And we'll get a wee outlook on how the blind people enjoy their afternoon.
I'll let you go off, Jimmy, and grab me some participants. So we're joined now by the lovely Barbara, who has been escorted here by some lovely people. You had an entourage. How does that feel? You're a celebrity.
I wish I was.
So you're part of the Dominoes Club, or the Games Club. How did you join?
When I got made redundant a good 13 years ago, I was looking for something to do in the afternoon. So I went up the hillside, and they had different groups in that. So one of the groups was Dominoes. I hadn't played dominoes for years, so I thought we'd go and see what it was like. And I've been there ever since.
So it was a love at first sight?
Oh, yeah, yeah, really enjoy it.
Do you win a lot?
No.
And you still come?
Oh, yeah. Some weeks I win, other weeks I don't get any. All depends on the dominoes that week.
So what is it about the club that makes you come back again and again?
Friendship, getting out, the laughs. In fact, if you had been here 5 minutes ago, the place was in an uproar.
I did actually. We swung by briefly and it was very, very cheery in there.
Oh, yes, yes. We're all very competitive.
So do you have a scoreboard that gets updated every week, or should
no,
you?
We just play week to week. We try and play different people every week. And it's just all for fun.
What is it about groups like this that you think should encourage other people to join, like even if they don't know how to play dominoes or if they've never played any other games?
To get them up out the house, meet new friends, especially for people if they're maybe feeling a bit down, go to the group and that, and really cheers you up in that. And you make loads of friends, because everybody's so friendly and so helpful as well. And get a bit of lunch beforehand and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, Jimmy was saying you guys get like a full meal that's cheaper than some of the meal deals in supermarkets.
Yes, yes. Yeah, get a cup of tea, or tea or coffee or juice and a filled roll.
That's lovely. I should start coming here for my lunch.
Can't get any cheaper.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
And now we're joined by Ian, who I've been told is one of the volunteer drivers and is losing terribly today. How are you doing,
yeah,
Ian?
Yeah, I've lost every game that I've played.
Are you glad you're not betting money on this?
Very, very. I don't believe that they don't just knock the dominoes off the table when I'm not looking, you know?
Oh, they just swap it over. Yeah. They just take advantage.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
So how did you get involved in helping out with the club and being a volunteer driver?
Well, I'm semi-retired and I was thinking of things to do and what I enjoyed doing. And I enjoy helping people and I enjoy driving. So I Googled volunteer driving in Edinburgh and RNIB came up tops. So I thought, I'll just try that and see what it's like. So I've been doing it since January this year. Every week, pick up three people. They vary in terms of the three of them, but three people, and take them out here to the office, play dominoes for a couple of hours, have a couple of cups of tea, and then come home again.
Is it nice that you can actually join in? Because I feel like often if you're doing stuff like that, you have to sit in the car and wait.
Yeah, it's good fun to be part of it, you know, and you very much feel part of it. It's a good thing to do on a Friday afternoon.
Have you had any awareness of living with sight loss before doing this volunteering gig?
I haven't actually had experience of volunteering before. I had a little bit of experience of sight loss. My wife lost her sight in her left eye a few years ago, but it was an unrelated matter, and after an operation it came back. So I have a limited understanding before I came here. It's been a learning experience for me just to understand how people cope with sight loss and the different types of sight loss and, you know, how much people can see and not see. As a volunteer, you're very conscious of trying to understand how people can get on and how much help you have to give people or volunteer to help people. It's quite a difficult situation for somebody who's never come across it before.
Yeah. It very much depends on the person you've help on the day, because everyone has different needs and different expectations of support and, you know, different, as you said, different levels of sight they have left, so yes. They might not require guiding or they might require a hand or a friendly elbow to hold on to.
Yeah, they definitely do. And also one of the nice things to do is take a dog in as well. So I take Frankie, the dog, in, and she's lovely, but very, very boisterous. So by the time she comes here, she knows she's coming for a big walk, and one of the other volunteers walks the dogs, and she takes them out while we play dominoes, and that's good fun too.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No problem at all.
I'll let you get back to losing.
Thank you very much.
I've had a bit of a look around. I got to see the guys set up a new dominoes game. We had those lovely conversations. And now we're back with Jimmy, who will give us some details for how to find out more about the club, how to maybe find out how to get here, or how to let the club know that you really want to come and play dominoes. So, Jimmy, over to you. I believe you have the contact details for the correct person.
The contact details for the Arnaby Games Group in Edinburgh is Neil Atkinson. His phone number is 07858687528. That's the easiest way and most efficient way to contact Neil.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for introducing me to the club. And I believe you guys will be heading off for your much-deserved lunch, so you enjoy that.
Be nice talking to you. I hope we get one or two new members, so I hope you enjoy listening. Thank you very much.